Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, and this 2026, and this is the Executive Committee of Leon County Research and Development Authority. I'd like to call us to order. There are no guests, and we don't have anybody participating electronically. Yes, Dave's gone in. I don't think he is. Is that right?
Correct.
He's not attending.
All right. Any modifications to the agenda? No public comment, I suppose?
We did not receive any.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the last
Executive Committee meeting? Mr. Chair?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay. So, do you want me to do this or do you want to? So everybody knows that David has kind of stepped back. He's going to be involved as he can, but he no longer wants the responsibility of the treasurer. And I think Michael and Peggy have researched this a bit, and for the interim, I can be the treasurer.
There's nothing that precludes it.
If y'all all agree, and I guess we would probably need...
Do we need a motion to do that?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Michael.
All right, now we're going to jointly do the treasurer's report. just a quick update. Your package had February. I just got March last night. They're more or less consistent with February, but let me give you the broad brush on February, okay? Revenue side, the RDA is $72,000 ahead of budget, keeping in mind that $39,000 of that was FEMA money we got for the work, the reimbursement for the work around the trail. And our expenses are running $18,000 under budget for the first 5 months of our fiscal year. So it puts us 90 grand ahead of where we thought we'd be. On the lab side, we're 100 grand ahead of revenues. Remember, the lab budget was for 3 months. So part of the revenue increases are we've got two extra months of rental income from members. And we had a $77,000 insurance proceeds that comes in as income into our financials. Our expenses are $50,000. More than we had budgeted for the lab. But again, that's 2 extra months at this point. March represented about the same incremental, another 25,000. So we're ahead, both of them, we've got more, spent less cash than we had anticipated. Obviously the lab is now running and clicking off, you know, 30 grand a month.
So when you say 50,000 for the 2 months, isn't it normally cost about 35 or 36?
Yes, so we're running a little bit less.
Okay.
Yep, okay. Cash on hand, just so you guys know, as of basically today, and that is net of what we owe people. The way I do cash is net of bills we haven't paid that I'm well aware of. The biggest one I'll discuss in a second is we have about $915,000 in cash, and that includes our investment accounts. Okay, I'm still projecting May 31st to be in the $600 to $650 range of cash, having settled up everything, net available cash. Two things. One, we trued up with FAMU. We owed them $9,000 for some rents we had collected on their behalf. We settled that out in the last week or two, maybe 2.5 weeks. I still don't think they've cashed the check for some reason. I did hand it to a person, and I knew what person they were giving it to, and then the person that person was giving it to. I'm going to cut a check this week for FSU, who we owe $259,000 to. That is for the last 6, 7, 8 months of park service rents that they continue to pay us, as well as the true-up on the adjusted rent that we had negotiated with the park service 18 months ago. They did all that, too. That was a $118,000 check. So we'll get that out of ours, and that's why we have 915 grand is net of those numbers. We really have $1,000,000.
Okay. And the good news is the park service
is paying
now
FSU now.
Finally starting to pay FSU directly.
Yep. We also had distributed to everybody what the final audit. We had an audit committee meeting a couple of weeks back. We had a couple of tweaks to the audit. They had to clarify a couple of things. That has been sent out to the board. That is the audit. In fact, we have already submitted it to part of our annual financial report as required by the state. And so what we need to do is ratify that submission, and then we'll have to do that again at the board level. So I think we need a motion today to do that, or just to advance it to the
motion.
Full board.
So what is the motion?
To ratify the submission of the final audit and approve the audit and ratify the fact that we've already submitted it to the state.
Second.
Great.
All in favor?
All right. Aye.
And there was an unmodified opinion, super clean audit, toward that. Showed us super profitable somehow. But I guess we could give away assets and debt goes away. That's all I've got on for the treasury report. Are there any questions on any of that? Okay.
A couple of them. And you mentioned the day, May 31st. Is that, do you think that's when I'm down, or do you?
No, I think that was, if you recall, when I did the original budget, I kind of targeted out to May 31st.
Okay.
A couple
okay.
I'm going to go through kind of a list of to-do list when we get there. Okay. But yes, but by May 31st, that was a cash target. It brought everybody's attention off of a normal fiscal year. I mean, there was a number of reasons
right.
for that. It was okay. just that, let's don't talk about normal fiscal year. That's not the mindset or headspace that we as a board should be in. It doesn't mean that's the end date of anything, but I wanted everybody off of this June routine audit, because I could have showed us still having a bunch of cash, and so I wanted to force conversations around some other things.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
And so I'm going to, that's an anchor point for me, is that May 31st date. There's no okay. magic. It was just, that was an anchor point. Okay?
I got you.
FF&E, we have spent or committed $1.391 million. We still have $127,000 to spend. Remember, the reason those two don't add to $1.5 million is we've picked up another $18,000-$20,000 in interest along the way. There's an argument to be made that that $18,000-$20,000 can be spent any way we want. We intend to spend it on FF&E just because it's been captured in that account and that's where it's earned,
sure.
the interest. We've added a couple additional members in the lab. FSU, I should say, has. So we're a little over $10,000 a month right now in license revenue.
What kind of...
One of them is the drone folks who are going to actually work in this pond. We had to negotiate some stuff, and they're doing the municipal water systems and cave looking with drones, underwater drones.
Oh, wow.
So they've got
cool.
some grants. There's some folks doing some nanotechnology that attaches to fabrics. The idea was for somebody who maybe suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's, you put some fabrics, you can see their movements, see if they bump something. It's a little bit like accelerometers that you have maybe in a watch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so pretty people working. Some of those guys have gotten grants and STTR and CIBR grants, so they're working on FSU's yeah. really, we're doing a lot of vetting. Like every month we have two or three companies that we listen to their presentations, a lot of which I do not understand at all what those companies are doing. There was one reference to sauerkraut as a reference point. It's something I said, I do understand that. Finally something I get. But yes, so pretty technical stuff. So we've got a vetting committee that includes, of course, Alyssa and Valerie, and then they have some industry experts, depending on the topic, whether it's technology, okay. chemistry, physics, that's right. Just a quick reminder, the insurance, if you guys prepare, I shared with these guys already that the repair work is almost completely done. Today is literally cleanup day. They've done a beautiful job. If you recall, there was $50,000 in mitigation. The insurance paid that. We had an estimate of $110,000 of damage. We had a $25,000 deductible, so we got a check for $77,000. We'll have spent $35,000 with these guys to do this work. So pretty remarkable.
Excellent.
Yep. There's a couple little electrical things that are going to be outside of scope that we'll do, but still we'll be under $40,000 to get it all put back together.
We made money on this.
There is an outstanding claim against Piercica from our insurance company to subrogate that.
Yeah.
And the only element of that that plays into our hands, frankly, would potentially be the deductible, the $25,000. Otherwise, the insurance company is going to get their money that they
okay.
don't know how that works.
Yeah, that's on them. That's on
yes.
them. And Michael, you had mentioned, I asked you before when we were walking around, so Piercica seems to be doing pretty well. This is not a death knell because of this.
It doesn't, they made it sound like it would be, but you know, but startups do that, right? Everything's
yeah.
end of days. But no, they're busy, they're continuing to invest, they're continuing to hold investment meetings, they're continuing to develop their polymers. I think they're putting more things in the fireboxes now than they were before, as
good.
They should. You should have in your packet, should have been a letter from Barbara Wills at Tallahassee State College to me. One of the things I asked TSC to do, as I'm contemplating kind of the next 6 months, if you will, is ultimately we will plan to transfer, and I've shared this with Murdaugh, and I shared it with her, we will transfer the FF&E that was acquired with the appropriation to probably, I think it's going to be the FSERF, another not-for-profit. That's where my understanding is today. I wanted to make sure there wasn't something TSC needed from us, or if they had some kind of objection or concern, to document that or to represent that or audit that. And her response was this, and I confirmed. I said, I'm not making sure you don't need anything from us. And she goes, no, just because we were a vendor. Remember, they got it, and then we were the vendor to execute that. So they're clearly satisfied with what we've done. Now, of course, we haven't spent it all, so that's the part I'm working through. And then we'll ultimately, once that's all spent, we'll have to have an IPTLH and ultimately probably a full board review the fact that we are going to then move those items, many of which are attached to the building, to be quite frank. Exhaust hoods, build, you know, the biosafety tube cabinets to FSERF for the purposes they were originally intended. Anyway, that's the purpose of that letter, which I will share also with the full board for next meeting. Any questions on the lab?
Okay, not for me.
Okay. Next couple of things, just so everybody knows, the lab and the dirt underneath it have transferred effective April 8th.
Congratulations. Yeah.
The note, the $4 million that we owed FSU has been terminated as of April 8th, same day.
That's right. That's even better.
It was kind of a condition. And it also made the documentation easier. Still last minute, but easier. Build to scale, if you guys recall, that grant that we've gotten, or awarded, I should say, from the EDA also to operate staff and do some things at the lab. That is still, frankly, in FSU's court right now to move, which has moved remarkably slowly. I have been told to stand down a little bit on my pestering of everyone in the commercialization group. Again, we don't have any benefit from it. We spent $12,000 of the $750,000 that we're eligible for. I just don't want them to lose it.
Right.
And I get emails from the EDA on questions, and FSU says to not respond, so I am sitting tight. Okay. So that they can go. My expectation is they're going to get something out this week. If we'd had this conversation 8 weeks ago, I would have said my expectation is something is going to get out this week.
I got you.
So, same answer. But I hope I just want to make sure we do everything, that we're not the problem there. Also, CAM obligations, April 1, all CAM in the park is now FSU and FAMU's responsibility. We have collected everything we were owed through March 31st, and we are out of the CAM business. Next step that we're working on by contract for you guys' benefit will be the Development Review Committee, the PUD, the decrement rights will be a contract we can do just between the RDA and FSU, and then FSU and FAMU have to work out their independent. Maybe it's a tri-party agreement. I don't know exactly what that looks like. We just want to make sure everybody's in the loop. We did the same thing with CAM. It was kind of, we just made sure that FSU and FAM, here's everybody you guys were talking to, and we're out of the CAM business.
Now, and so the declarant rights are the kind of the last.
Well, the declarant rights are like their ability to hotel. What's that?
That's the last big piece, right?
And this is easy. This is an easy.
Okay,
that's
good.
That'll be one of the easiest things we do.
Okay.
Yes, but that's like the ability to build a hotel and others. Right, Kevin will have much more, be more familiar with what that may include. But that's really rights that still exist with the RDA that we want to transfer. Yep, and we can do it by contract. Insurance policy changes. I have terminated, effective April 8th, all of the CAM related. We still have GL, we still have D&O, we still have a couple other policies that we need to have, workers' comp, of course, but property related, we are out of that space. So now, if you guys may or may not recall, we did not have building insurance as of March 28th. FSU had picked that up for us. So that's, of course, the most expensive one of the tune of $6,000 or $7,000 a month. We didn't cancel it, they canceled us.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I've canceled like boiler machinery, random stuff like that. I don't know. We should have a modest amount of rebates coming back.
And even though the lab transferred on April 8th, FSU was able to get the coverage to start the day before the termination, so there was no gap. There was no gap.
Okay. That's right. The other thing that was in your package, and I know it was a gift agreement draft language that we're working on with Florida State. I believe that's very consistent with what we had talked about both at the exec committee and at the board. We shared it, I believe, with the entire board at the same time. Mm-hmm. We have gotten no feedback yet. My expectation, my hope would be at the full board meeting that is next scheduled for June 2nd, we will vote to advance that and execute that. The impact of that will be that the FSU will go through the development office will go through basically a real estate closing, and they'll may do their own phase one, and they'll do one of this, even though we're donating it, that's the process. So I want to approve that at our June meeting so that process is probably going to take 45, 60 days is my guess.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an element of a thing we need to do. Mm. And so, again, I don't know if you guys had any feedback on it. It's consistent with how they spend the money. They wrote the language such that it has a lot of latitude for FSU, but the spirit and the goals really are to support the lab, the park, the economic development of Leon County and the surrounding area, and research and development from the major universities. And that language is in they used a lot of language from our charter in the document. I'm also working on a license agreement for the RDA to stay in the building. If you recall, when we moved over here, it was our building, and FSU had a license agreement to use these offices downstairs. Well, now that's got to flip. We've already drafted that. Dustin assured me he's not planning to kick us out anytime soon, but I'd like to paper that up, and so that may be a couple of weeks while they do some other things with some agreements that FSU has to do between parties they control, FSURF and FSU in particular. So that will have space. We still have our existing space in Morgan, and I'm sorry, in Morgan building, and we have it in Collins. This is my typo there.
I didn't catch it either.
No, it's okay. Yeah. And we may try to consolidate into just Morgan. There's been a roof collapse in Collins that fell, of course, on all of our stuff, a lot of which we will not be moving over to Morgan, but we have enough space to kind of consolidate this.
What's going on in Collins right now?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Not much. There's not much in there. There's not much activity. There's never cars there. There's still all the trash, if you will, from the soffit when it fell down after the hurricane. It's still laying there on the ground in front. They've done some work. I know they've patched some elements of the roof. They did clean up the office that our stuff collapsed in. They threw all of our stuff across the hall, and they fixed that office, and I think they patched the roof there. But not a lot of work. So I don't know what they're doing. And they haven't done anything on night. They still ask us occasionally if we'd let them in and do we have a key. And they've owned it for a year and a half. So we have a development review committee request that we have a meeting next month, right, in May. It's a maglab expansion, basically, of the electrical power system that's going to move it from 110 feet off the road, a fence, if you will, a screen wall, where that blue maglab screen wall is. They're going to move it 80 feet closer to the road. We've gone through the requirements, at least at a high level. Peggy and I have. It's not a building. It's 25 feet. They're going to plant a ton of stuff in front of it. I mean, we don't believe it even requires a variance. It's got to go through the DRC to okay it, but I don't even think it requires a variance.
What's the reasoning?
For that, they need more power. They need to expand. They've got a yard. If you ride out, right when you come in, it's kind of got that blue thing, and then behind it is a bunch of power generating equipment or capturing equipment.
It's new equipment.
This is all new, so it's expanding that electrical yard. And it'll be better hidden probably than it is today. That was it on existing stuff. Quickly, and I didn't put this in the agenda, when I would talk, I think for the next several meeting or two of us, I want to deal with the Eisenhower. I want to get confirmation and authorization at the full board meeting to finish spending the FF&E and then transfer it. I don't want to have to circle back to do a transfer, but I think that's a full board meeting conversation. We'll figure out where we are with the FEMA owes us $11,000 for trail work, or pond work rather, and Pearson $77,000. We've got to talk about that in terms of where we do. Can we assign that to somebody? And then I think if we can do all those things and have spent that money, the expectation, the Eisenhower has a transfer, which I assume is 60 days from a June meeting, then I think in our September, October meeting, we're prepared to go to the county and say, by 12/31 or pick a date, we want to be winding it down, put a hard deadline on it.
You said September?
Yeah, by that meeting we'd go to. And the county will take a month or two to resolve that. And we can put some things, because there's cash that'll have to be dealt with, there's a number of other items, but if we have a deadline, I want to know what's going to happen to the records of the RDA. Where do they all go? The stuff at Morgan, where do our electronic records go? There's a process that I'm asking the county to do something. Maybe there's a quick answer, maybe there isn't, but I want to buy some time.
We need to be ready at the next board meeting to sign a resolution that gives you the authority to execute those things. Eisenhower in particular.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That's right. I want to advance it and execute and the FF&E.
Yeah.
I want to, at that meeting, be able to, and so I don't know if this group needs to make a motion so that those could be prepared and drafted and distributed. That's not a consent item.
Let's think about what that needs. It certainly needs to include transfer of Eisenhower, transfer of all FF&E. There needs to be a catch-all statement that says, everything that needs to be done in order to consummate transferring any asset that remains on the balance sheet.
That's right. And the goal would be to try to get all those things done prior to the next board meeting. But right. Between the June meeting that we do that, I want to have them all done so that when we have a July, August, September
August
meeting, that we have done those things, and then we can talk about the next thing.
So would it be prudent to go ahead and do that now and put it in the board package?
Sure.
Okay. So the resolution, can it be a single resolution or does it need to be?
No, I think it can be all one resolution.
One resolution for both.
I mean, it's really Eisenhower, FF&E,
and MAPA.
To the extent that we can. Remember, I want to have all those things done, and you guys are allowed to disagree here. I'm thinking we would do all of those things before we go to the county.
Absolutely.
And say, here we are. So there is those housekeeping items. How do we want to address them?
And that's so after that for them, pretty
gets closer. That's right. And again, I don't know how long FSU will take, to do Eisenhower, that's going to be 2 months. Could be, like I said, I'm guessing 2 months. Could be shorter, could be longer, right?
Yeah. What do you think the plan is for cash?
We can talk about that too, because like I said, if we go to the end of the year, right? If we say, okay, get to the June meeting, takes another 60 to 90 to get Eisenhower out, I've got to lean on FSU about spending the last $127,000. I've been talking about this for some time on FF&E. We did spend $13,000 the other day that they came up with. I am leaning on them for that. It's just hard to get there. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And they lost the lab manager, as you know. So we need to get that done. I don't want to transfer cash. But
so,
really,
so park there for a second, because if we do this resolution that addresses Eisenhower, FF&E, and all the other things, but we want to make sure that we get everything addressed before we go back to the county, then that's why we need to figure out what the strategy is for the cash balance, because we don't want to leave that, with all respect, we don't want to leave that out of it. That's not
a decision. Remember, by charter, if we get to the county and there's $400,000 left, December 31st, to make it up a date, right? That's $200 for FSU, $200 for family. According to our existing documents. I don't know that the county can overrule that, but that's what the documents in our charter say. Yeah. So, but I think we need to put a hard deadline on ourselves and the county, you know, because one of the things you can do with the county is we can go to them and say, hey, we want you to approve a dissolution. Mm-hmm. And we want it to be effective 12/31.
Yeah.
And that means we got to get all our stuff done. And if it's not done, because I don't want it to be too loose. I want it to be like, it'll be where it'll be. And so if I don't get an answer of where do you want our records, or where do you want to do with these documents, or where did this go? Well, that's okay, but that's where we're leaving them. Here, we're on this thumb drive. I don't know.
We can ask that now, though, can't we? You are probably asking that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, but actual hard copies, they want to scan them in, I don't know what they want to do.
And there's a whole room of them.
A lot of stuff.
What the county's going to do is just look back on records retention policy mandated by the state. I mean, that's what the constraint is.
And if that means we got to go and filter through and say everything older than 15 years or anything not, you know, within 5 years we can get rid of, so be it. We just need to know the specifics.
Yeah. What about if at the board, at the next board meeting, there's a motion that we hold the cash balance on the balance sheet for as long as it takes to resolve all of the final issues related to the RDA, including the last audit, and button and shut the lights off, and at that point, the remaining cash, per what the original bylaws is,
we'll do this with it. And we can do that the day before. That's right, because they can give you a dissolution date that says you have to do these couple. You are dissolved on 12/31, but you have control until 12/30, you know, that afternoon, so you can do things.
Yeah.
And so we will have great visibility. But I do want to put us on the clock, I think, is the way to do that. Mm-hmm. Because, and again, not to criticize the county or FSU or anybody, but absent that, it can just go on, because it doesn't really cost anything to any of those parties for it to go an extra month or 2 months or 3 months.
Michael, is there anybody else that has to be notified? I mean, you know, so many pieces in this puzzle. Or does the county have to do anything?
Well, what we do is we would submit to the county that the board voted to do XYZ. They would then put it on agenda of a subsequent meeting. They don't have an August meeting, if I'm not mistaken.
But I mean, does the state have any notification?
I think we're a dependent special district county. So if there's a county, if it has to go to the state or something, I think that's a county question, and Chastity would know that. She made it sound like
there's not. Okay.
And so they would put that on an agenda, then open it up to whatever that would mean. If anybody, we've been pretty fortunate so far. There's not been a lot of pushback from any angle on what we've been doing, and we've been super public about all of it.
Two or 3 months ago, Michael reached out to Chastity Osteen, our county attorney, and went through a lot of this. And the vibe I got back, I wasn't there at the meeting, of course, but it seemed to me that it was relatively straightforward.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. We just got to get it on the calendar. Once we do that, we're kind of doing it, right? So that's what I want to have everything as neatly done as possible. I want less questions when we do that, frankly, so that we've tidied up as much as we possibly can before we go to the county with that. So when there's, what about this? We don't own that anymore. What about this? I mean, I want to be in front of all of those things the best we can.
Smart.
Perfect.
So, and again, that's going to be a big discussion. So we probably have a little bit longer board meeting at the June meeting. I do not expect to get a lot of questions on the FF&E. I do not expect to get a lot of questions on the Eisenhower piece. But on this piece, it starts to get real.
We have another exec meeting in May.
Yep. which would be before
May 21. Yeah.
So we can tighten up any resolutions. We can tighten up all our resolutions at that point in time.
Okay.
Thank you, man. Forgot about that. So there's, I'm trying to think if there's anything else we've got to, I got to transfer all the membership agreements that are with the RDA to FSU, which may be sitting for a little while until we get the F-Surf piece done. So there's lots of stuff that can be done and what we're doing right now. good news, bad. I mean, really, the good news, most of that's FSU and RDA. The bad news is FSU's got lots of other things that are front burner, and so it's just getting their attention without making them hate me anymore.
Do we need a motion on what we just talked about, Eisenhower, Bethany, and Mopla?
And we can tighten that motion up at our May meeting, our May executive meeting, right?
Yeah.
Peggy, does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so I'll make a motion as stated to be brought back to our May executive committee meeting. And if you don't mind, just to add a little more detail to the motion, on the mock-up piece, the third piece, if we can get a little detail on what that mock-up might entail. Just I think because during the full meeting, I think there might be some questions about that if it's very vague. But if we get a little level of specificity there, I think that'll help it with discussion on the full committee.
And another, 45 days helps me because some of them could fall off the list.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. So that's my motion.
I hope it's a couple.
Well, okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks. And I guess that's all it is. Anybody got any other questions?
I'll add one detail related to Eisenhower. This is something that Kim Gabbard brought up. I mentioned it to you on the phone the other day. I don't think it's an issue, but it's something that FSU is going to run some traps on. If you look at the Lincoln County Property Appraiser, tap on the site, when you get down here to where it says assessed use, says sewage disposal.
Solid waste.
But that's not what that's not the zoning, that's not the future land use. The zoning and future land use are light industrial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Which is very favorable.
And so I know that FSU is looking at what that means, sewage disposal, if there's a way to change it, and whether or not that would have any impact on value. It's really all about the impact on value.
Yeah.
So
it probably was
they're running some traps already.
Or extra space for a spray field if they needed
it. It would be interesting to know what the intramural fields were at one point.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're right next door.
Yeah.
Spray but anyway, field. So that again, they're going to run their traps. We did have a phase, if you guys recall, we had a phase one, maybe 2025, it could have been 2024, I can't recall. They came back fine. So FSU will have to run their own new one. I guess those are out of date. Kevin said in about 3 hours. they'll do that to see. Anyway, so that process has got to happen. But they won't start that until we give them agreement that says, hey, we want you to take it.
Yeah.
That's why we want to do that.
And I remember a little bit when that piece became ours, or maybe shortly thereafter, we did a little bit of inspecting, and the only thing that we
county threw a lot of fill dirt there.
That's what I was. There was some sand that was extracted and stored there.
And it was trade. It was a trade. We traded parcels with the county.
Yeah.
And understand there's no gamesmanship with the value.
Yeah, we're not trying to get
that.
There's
matter.
Zero.
Yeah.
It does not matter. It's more about understanding what the real value is and how easy it is to market the problem.
That's right. Does that cause a problem?
Because whether we transfer it price A or price B doesn't matter.
We're indifferent. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, it matters a little bit to y'all, but it doesn't matter to us at all. Yeah.
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 So cool. I think I love that. And we did we vote on it or
did we vote on
the resolution?
Kevin seconded it. I think that was it.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Okay.
I
thought so.
Did you vote on it?
Textbook.
Vote on it twice.
Right. Cool. I need to get on your calendar.
Okay.
Something like Bill Smith that he's talk to you a little bit. I'll talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
Anything else, guys?
I need you for 20 minutes.
All right. I think we're done.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.